I think the only time I've asked for a particular song in terms of bumper music changes because it's so appropriate for my next guest, who is knows a lot about the change that we're going through with regards to transitioning to cleaner energy and renewable. Gives me great pleasure to have the CEO of Red Engineering, based in London, England, on News and Views with me this morning, Marty C. Marty, good morning, maybe for us. I'm not so sure for you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Thanks, Mike. And yeah, it's afternoon here. It's about 3:30 my time.
You're so busy. Thanks for taking time to join me. By the way, Marty is my brother-in-law. I'm blessed. I have three sisters that married great guys. Two of them, Marty and Chad, have six national championship rings playing for the Bison, both as running backs, by the way. Go Bison. Marty graduated from engineering electrical at NDSU, and he's had a remarkable career in energy, sustainability, so on and so forth. And he's been the CEO for Red Engineering for some time over in London. Marty, tell us kind of quickly the focus of Red Engineering, your role, and where you kind of see us globally starting to transition to cleaner energy sources.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks, Mike. Again, I appreciate you having me on the show. So Red Engineering is a mechanical, electrical design firm referred to as MEP. And what we do is the design engineering work for all types of buildings. But one of the areas that we are very focused on is what's called data centers. Think about a great big warehouse that is full of computers that transacts all of the cell phone calls, live streaming, TikTok, you know, Facebook, all of that compute power that's needed. All of that takes place in what's called the cloud. And the cloud actually operates on these very, very large data centers. And what we do is all of the mechanical and electrical and are involved in the architectural design of those activities. And the reason why that's so critical is these computers, when they run, they produce so much heat. You have to really design the buildings very robustly to handle all of that heat. And so as a result of that, and all the computers, they are very large energy consumers. And so the notion of zero carbon energy is very important to this particular vertical market.
Data centers, not unlike some of those that are being designed and constructed in North Dakota. A couple of them, I think, more specifically for cryptocurrency, they may be changing that because of the nature of that market right now. You'd have your offices in London, but your footprint is pretty substantial. You're not confined to London or Great Britain. Tell us a little bit about your footprint and then the parent company's footprint as well.
Okay. So Red Engineering is headquartered in London, but we have operating offices in Dubai, Singapore, and Manila in the Philippines. And then we are doing projects really all across the world with kind of, ironically, the one exception is the United States and Canada. We are doing projects down in South America, all across Europe and the Middle East. We utilize our operating offices to do all the design engineering, even though the building itself might get built in let's say, Italy or the Netherlands or Saudi Arabia. The Red is a part of a very large organization called ENGIE, E-N-G-I-E, and they are headquartered in Paris, have a large footprint of about 100,000 employees. And then ENGIE is operating all across the world, including North America. North America is one of our very large and very important markets. We're in the top five renewable energy producers in the world. We are doing wind generation all across the world. As a matter of fact, we have one of our wind generating right down in Summit, South Dakota, right where I-29 and Highway 12 come together. There's an ENGIE development taking place there. And then we also do solar power. We do green gas. And we are one of the industry leaders in the entire hydrogen marketplace that is continuing to evolve. And we do all of those things as well as building and construction and facility operation all across the United States and then across the world from that perspective. And NG is very much positioned to be the leader of the zero carbon transformation of energy. Even though they're a power company, they sold all of their fossil generating power plants about 5 years ago and have been reinvesting all of that capital back into the renewable energy market, the hydrogen market, and other types of activities that is really driving forward the zero carbon transition.
Yeah, thanks for teeing it up that way. That's one of the reasons I had David Bowie's song Changes, because we're going through this incredible change and transformation. Some countries and some businesses are handling it better than others, but clearly your company and NG have been all over it. It leads me to this question. You have always been a very entrepreneurial individual, and I would think that was one of the qualities and skills, frankly, that you have that the folks at NG and RED found very appealing, because it takes that kind of thinking to help companies and partners move through transition. And entrepreneurial CEOs are really good at that. Would you think that that's one of the traits and skills and qualities that you have they found really attractive, Marty?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. You know, my personal journey included starting my own business actually 25, 26 years ago. I can't believe that I'm that old, but I guess looking at you, I know that I'm still younger than you. So that's fantastic. So I did do a startup company, grew that company for about 13 years, and then ultimately sold it to NG itself, or one of the subsidiaries of NG. And definitely the entrepreneurial spirit of being a small company, trying to drive to new solutions, really, really trying to work with the clients and listening to what they are really wanting to accomplish is a critical aspect. And that's what makes entrepreneurs successful, is the listening, the alignment with the market, alignment with the clients really want. And then, of course, hard work and dedication to driving through it. You know, and right now within RED, we are very much participating with the data center markets around how can we change their energy supply. And we are talking about the utilizing green microgrids, which includes creating large power generation plants that are utilizing green fuels to supply all of the power to the data centers. And so this is very much of an emerging market. And, you know, my position in terms of RED and trying to drive forward those new ideas is very critical in the overall scheme of things.
Marty, one thing I've always been curious about is the, you know, from a 30,000 foot level, the need for data centers. Clearly, they're very important. They're not going away. And you would think, boy, is there a fixed number that are required? But as we keep expanding our capabilities with technology, the need for data centers will only grow. Am I correct when I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the very interesting things about the market and makes it very exciting from a business perspective, is when you think about the magnitude of computer power that is needed to run our world, it's only going to get more and more requirement for more and more compute power. You know, our cell phones, real live streaming services, but then you add in autonomous vehicles, and what that means, AI, artificial intelligence, and all of the compute power that's required for that. It's definitely a market that is just exponentially growing. The other very challenging issue, though, is they are very large power consumers. So one of these data centers could consume as much power as a city of about 250,000 people. So they could be what's called 50 megawatts, 60 megawatts, even up to 100 megawatts, which at 100 megawatts, it would be a city of about 500,000 people. So, and that's just one data center that only, would be on a space of maybe 10 acres. So this issue of how they're going to get their power and where that power comes from is one of the very specific market challenges. The other one is that these data centers need to be located where the compute power is needed. So because of the response time. So if you're doing autonomous vehicles in Los Angeles, you need data centers and data processing power right there in Los Angeles. You can't build it in North Dakota and do autonomous vehicles in Los Angeles. There is some other kinds of compute that can be remote. And so this issue of power consumption is a very significant constraint to the marketplace.
Well, welcome back to News and Views. Mike Seminary sitting in for Joel Heitkamp, News and Views Radio Network. Local studio line 701-237-5948, toll free 1-800-880-5346, and you can text us at 35270. Had great pleasure of having Marty C. Martin, as his mother would probably call him, my brother-in-law, and the CEO of Red Engineering based out of London that works in sustainability, renewable energy, data centers, et cetera, et cetera. Before the break, Marty, you were talking about the proximity of where data centers need to be in terms of serving their customers and clients, et cetera, et cetera. When you, early on, you talked about you don't have much of a presence yet in the United States and Canada. I would think with the transitioning that we're going through, the leadership of yourself and Red and Engie would be very welcome at this point in time. That said, do you at times look at opportunities in the United States and Canada?
Yeah. So the United States and Canada is a very large and attractive market. The broader Engie organization already has a very large footprint in the United States, doing a lot of activity. Red ourselves as an engineering firm, we are the ones that just do not have the footprint yet. It is one of our targets that you had asked about earlier about, you know, one of the reasons why I had am in this position and actually trying to expand our business into the United States is a very important part of our strategy. And myself being from the United States, understanding Red and now trying to connect the dots is certainly a part of me being with Red. The other piece of the United States is its continuing continuing growth in the renewables market, the hydrogen economy, the fossil transition is definitely a very important part of the American economy, and all of that is good opportunities for us at Engie and Red.
Well, let's zero in even a little closer to home for me, and you know, for where you grew up in Hastings. With North Dakota's leadership, you know, carbon neutral by 2030, its goal, and the types of investments they're making in renewables and sustainability, is our smaller population base somewhat of a deterrent for someone like Red Engineering? However, given all those important things I just mentioned, we got about a minute to go.
I would say maybe from one perspective, the answer is yes, because, you know, where these data centers need to be is where the populations are. But there are other use cases that really could drive the data center market into North Dakota, but particularly the renewable drive, the zero carbon drive regarding hydrogen. The use of hydrogen for ammonia, the use of hydrogen for other industrials, The ability to convert fossil fuels into hydrogen is something that's going to make North Dakota a very important market.
Wonderful. Well, Marty, I happen to know a couple people here. If there's any way I can help you, and all I require is a cup of coffee and a good cookie, I'm your man. Hey, Marty, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to join me on News and Views. Appreciate you so much. Have a great day. Folks, it was a pleasure sitting in today for Joel Heitkamp, Mike Seminary. Love you.